Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Merry Thanksgiving. My name's Sean. Welcome to the Discover Myrtle Beach podcast, the best podcast about Myrtle Beach in Myrtle Beach.
We are 1 week away from Thanksgiving, though.
Right. Well, happy pre-Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Merry. Is it merry or happy? Why is Christmas the only merry one? Do you say merry Easter?
No, it's happy Easter.
Merry
happy
Halloween.
Year, happy. Yeah. Everything's happy. Daggone, you know, Christmas, that deserves merry.
Is Halloween really happy, though? I mean, you do the thing about Halloween.
You think those kids get that candy?
The voice you're hearing over there is Daniel Sims.
Yeah, thanks for the introduction.
Yeah, I'm...
You don't need to know who I am.
Yeah, if this is your first time listening, sorry, yeah, in advance.
Yeah.
This is the podcast where we talk about Myrtle Beach.
I'm the peanut gallery.
Yeah. Speaking of peanuts.
Oh, Lord.
I love how you had no idea where I was going to go
no,
with this.
No, no clue.
I've been getting these little snack kits, right?
Yes.
And one of them has like cheese. Like
the little healthy ones?
Yeah, yeah.
Like the protein?
They're kind of like good little grab and go.
I've seen
those. This one has cheese with peanuts and raisins. And I don't really know.
It's like $3 for the amount of food that fits in your palm.
It's okay, though.
Yeah.
I got them on like buy two, get two free or whatever.
Okay.
So... anyway, I got these this morning, and I left it sitting in the other room, and I went and made a coffee. It came back, and my son ate them all.
Well, he's healthy.
Even the pepper jack cheese.
At least it was good
and
stuff.
And he was fine. He's like, spicy. It's
at least,
good.
At least he wasn't crushing, like, Sour Patch Kids or something.
No.
No.
I came home the other day, and someone had given him Nerds, all of them, and I'm just looking at it. I was like, no.
Do you ever wonder how food gets its name, Nerd? Like, how did Nerds get? This is totally off subject. I'm already off the rails.
Yeah. Nerds. I've always wondered that about things like Reese's and Snickers bars, but Reese's, I have to assume someone's name.
It's got to be. I don't know about Snickers, though.
There's a lot of things. Like, how do they come up with Google? I always wonder, how do you come up with these?
You know, I'm not an etymologist at all, but I'm assuming it must have some sort of...
Here we go again with the big words.
I'm assuming it comes from some sort of... other word that means something.
Who sat down and said, equestrian? This is going to be a word that's great.
If you don't know the joke, please tune back about a month ago where Sean doesn't know the proper word for equestrian.
But I wonder, you know, have you ever spelled a word or written a word down so many times it doesn't look like
it's
a word?
It's usually the stupid ones, too, or I should say the easy ones like the or what. You're typing a paper and you get like all brain fog and you're like, man, is that even right?
You know which one gets me a lot is weather.
Weather.
Whether or not I'm spelling it right is... I'm so bad at that
like
word.
The correct, like weather outside
I always
or whether
forget,
or not.
You know, weather like, outside, I've got that one. There's okay. An A in it. But the other one, I always forget an H right after the, and I'll type it out without the H, and I'm like, oh, that doesn't look right. And I add the H to it, and I'm like, well, that still doesn't look right, but that's correct. Anyway.
yes.
This show has some structure. But
not really.
So one of the things that we're going to talk about first is, what'd you do last weekend?
Oh, man. We actually went to eat. I had to think. My days are running.
Good, because I haven't remembered what I did.
We actually went and ate at The Office for the first time.
What, the who?
The Office Italian. I guess it's called an Italian pub, but whatever. It's right there at like Kroger. For the life of me, I can't even think of the road right now. But like where Status used to be, 2001, Kroger, all that stuff. It's like all right
oh,
there.
Oh, down at the Galleria. Like
yeah,
and all
it's
that.
Across the street from the Galleria. It's right there like where the laser tag place and that was all that. But
right.
It's got really good food, man. They had some
the
bang up meatballs. It's called The Office.
It used to be a little Italian restaurant.
It is an Italian restaurant.
Oh, it is.
It's just called The Office.
How long has it been there?
Long as I can remember.
Okay. Then I have been there, and it is really good.
The meatballs were great, man.
Yes. I went there.
And see, here's not to interrupt you, but this is an important note. I'm not that big of an Italian fan. I do like Italian food. My wife would eat Italian food every day. I'm little, but it was great.
I'm that way with Mexican food.
Well, this was good. I highly recommend it.
Well,
really do.
The place next door used to cut hair, and I got my hair cut there, and I went over there and ate the food. And I was like, this is amazing. Have you been to that Baker Street? The fireman-looking place next to it.
Cali Baker's.
It's a newer. Yeah, have you been there?
I've been to Cali Baker's a long time ago, but it was in their old location over by Hooters in Myrtle Beach Mall.
The one that was just full of smoke.
Yes.
It was bad.
Yeah, so they moved it, and it looks like a much better location, a much better building.
It's really neat inside.
I haven't been in there.
We did go inside because we were going to film an episode in that area with places, and we haven't done it yet, but that was one of the places I was going
to
go check
out. They used to do karaoke at the old place. I don't even know if they do it. I haven't been in a new place. But
they have room.
It was a nice place before, and I'm sure now it's going to be even better. But we had went to the office, and we have never been there, so we were just kind of like, eh, kind of feeling whimsical. And you know how it is to get in a rut where you go to the same places all the time. So
yeah, it's hard to go to new places,
and it really wasn't expensive either. It was a good, I thought, right amount of food for the cost. It was great.
Yeah,
good service too.
That's another thing too, is when you go to a new place, you're like, is there going to be enough food?
Yeah, well, we had thought about going. The weather last weekend, the night that we went out, was actually pretty nice. So we had thought about going over to Taco Mundo where we could sit outside by the water, but we just kind of last minute changed, went over there. It was totally good though.
Well,
what'd you do?
Nothing. Not really anything at all. There is a fox at the end of the road. That's a thing.
I saw that. What does the fox say?
I learned that people think that the whole... This is a picture I shared the other
day. Go ahead.
They
I'll let
think
you talk
that
about it for a second.
Someone thought that... There's these life hacks that people are like, yeah. Oh, I bet you didn't know that, for example, Gatorade, the cap goes to the underside of the bottle, right?
Right.
Everyone knows that.
I didn't know that until I saw the picture. And I see pictures like that in the one you're about to talk about.
This is not actually what that's for. If you notice, there's... So they have a Chick-fil-A chicken nugget box on top of the drink, and then there's three holes in the back of this box. But they're there for ventilation, I'm pretty sure. Right?
Right.
Well, they open one up.
Or just make it foldable. Or, I don't know, yeah.
And they said, how old were you when you found out that the hole was for your straw?
8 years old.
Well, what are the other two holes for then? Obviously not made. It's a good hack, but I tried this yesterday.
Right. And how did that work
out? It fell. And I looked stupid. So if you look at it, well, think about it. Your straw is going to hold all that up, and it just slipped right off the front, and just I made a mess and dropped my chicken nuggets.
See, that's the thing.
This
of
is
it,
a prank, is what this,
this
is.
Yeah. The thing of it is, by the way, I have a great hack. If you have to eat a burger on the road and don't want to spill your food on you, remind me, I'll show you.
Okay.
I learned this years ago.
We're going to get burgers after this.
When I was doing the DM gig for a while. So it, anyway, with little things like this, and it's on the screen if you're watching on Facebook, but some of this stuff they call like, when did you figure out this was supposed to be like that or whatever? To me, I'm like, okay, yeah, maybe the Gatorade cap was meant to be there by Gatorade. I don't know, but
that one, amazing to not be true.
Well, I just go, how do I know you just didn't figure out something simple and then like try to tell the world this? Did you know this is what that was meant for?
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't. Maybe you just figured out something cool. I don't know, but okay. I don't believe for a second Chick-fil-A put a hole there. You know, it looks like one of those little kid boxes when you go to the movies. You know,
yeah. How about Tic Tacs? That there's actually a circle hole, and that's how you get the Tic Tacs.
That kind of makes sense.
I've tried it. That one works.
I still wonder. I'd like to hear from Tic Tac representatives from Tic Tac. Would you please call the show and email us and go? I'd love to know.
It's always products that don't have instruction manuals.
Yeah.
You know. But the Gatorade one is interesting. But at the same time, why are you going to leave the cap off your Gatorade?
I don't know.
So. Anyway,
and here's the thing: if you put it in there the way they're telling you to, and then you sit your bottle down, now you got all those germs on the underside of your cap. So I'm gonna say
that's,
no.
That's true. Yeah, the only reason I went Chick-fil-A anyway was to look at their new drive-through, but
the one
at North Myrtle Beach.
Did they fix that already? Where the car went through?
There's just a big piece of wood with some construction.
Literally drive
because their insurance company's like, you just rebuilt this place. And then someone the other day drove through a restaurant in Myrtle Beach, in Merle's Inlet, the Hot Fish Club.
Yeah, the person apparently pulled into the parking spot and then somehow managed to hit the gas instead of the brake. I'm not real sure how that happened. Maybe they had their foot on the brake and it slipped off and hit the gas, but it drove right into the front.
I'm not going to say nothing. I'm not going to say
said
anything.
No, they said there was going to be no charges filed, so it wasn't a situation of like DUI or anything. They must have just been an honest screw-up. Their insurance is going to love them for it, though.
I mean, it's just like everyone listening, you've pulled into a parking space, and the car next to you starts moving, and you think, and you don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And you're just like, what's happening? And I'm sure someone has hit the gas, just freaking out, thinking they're rolling. That is like the worst feeling in the world when
it's
you're
like,
sitting there.
Like when you're backing out at the same time the other car is moving beside you, and you don't know if you're backing out really fast or slow, depending on which
what
other car.
Both cars on each side of you are doing it at the same time?
Synchronized parking.
Oh, man, that would be... That is a weird feeling, though, when you're like...
Yeah, kind of throws you off.
Yeah. Anyway, so we didn't do anything this weekend.
Events.
Yeah. What you got?
What do you got?
Nothing.
Yeah, sure. Well, I've got three, as always.
Well, we have some events that are happening this week we talked about last week, but I don't know if we want to bring them back up.
November 17th.
Did go to the bowling alley.
Which
on
one?
Saturday.
8:10?
7:10.
7:10.
Yeah.
That was what it. Was that? Was it in the event, or did you just go?
We just went. Okay. They had some specials going on or whatever, but I'm not a bowler. I'm the guy that goes up there that has no.
I used to be. Well,
I don't have the stance, you know. I don't, you know, hold, you know, the bowling stance. I laugh at those people. Sorry.
Yeah.
But the dad next to me that showed up, he had that stance.
He was legit.
He was
legit.
So I thought, my wife makes a comment, oh, that dad's beating you. He did not know
why,
this. He didn't know this, but at that point, it was competition.
See, the thing is, there's certain comments you don't make to your wife, and there's certain comments you don't make to your husband.
Yeah.
That was one of the ones you don't make to your husband.
I don't know if you know this. I'm competitive.
Okay.
And I don't like to lose. So me not knowing how in the world to really bowl, this guy being fancy bowling, because let me tell you, the game before, one of the kids beat me.
Now,
right?
Here's what I don't know. Was she taking a jab at you to mess with you, or was she just making a casual comment and he just hit you just right? Like, was she trying to mess with you? Because then that's funny. But if she was just making a funny comment and didn't realize it was funny in the process, that's, I don't know.
I don't remember. But I know at the end of it, he scored 120,
uh-huh.
And I got 121. I
oh.
took a picture of it, too.
What now?
I was like, ha. So if I'm not good at it and you threaten me with competition, I will find a way to win. Sometimes, not all the time. There's sometimes where, you know, and I wasn't like, you know, getting up there and trying to trip the guy or anything. But,
sure.
You
sure.
know, I made sure.
He probably like sabotaged his shoes and
yeah, and then
put
and
like
then,
French fried grease on the bottom of his shoes.
And then my wife, who was horrible the whole time, the last one gets three strikes. What is that, turkey or whatever?
Yeah, turkey.
I'm like, what? No, where was that the whole game?
Now is she legit or is she granny rolling? Or somewhere in between.
It was somewhere in between.
Okay.
I mean, she.
Either way, three. It doesn't matter. I don't think there's rules. I'm not sure if bowling has rules as far as how you roll the ball.
I mean, she did all that and still only got a 97. I don't know bowling scoring.
300 is like the best.
So 121, I was like halfway there. I was almost average.
Yeah, you were a little under 50%.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you have for events?
Events. I got two for the same day, but they're two very different events. So Ripley's Aquarium.
Facebook hears you.
Yeah. I know. It's always listening. Ripley's Aquarium on November 17th is hosting a sensory-friendly visit. So the house, you know, the house lights will be on, music and all the different sound effects and stuff will be down. And it's $7 a person, and they will do a glass bottom boat tour, $5.50 for ages 3 to 11 and 10 for 12 and up. And they also will be offering noise-canceling headphones at the guest services station. So if you have someone who needs sensory-friendly visits, November 17th, and that's at 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Saturday morning. On the same day at night over at Bourbon Street, they're going to be doing an 80s, 90s, and 2000s party. I don't guess they're calling it. It's like a theme party. They're just going to do like a lot of throwback music, and they're going to have WKZQ's DJ Crash. It says dress up, dress down, just don't miss the throwback party. So I'm assuming to a degree probably some people will actually be dressed up in those era, in that time frame. So if you're looking for something to do, dress up in the 80s or 90s, hey, go for it. It's the same day, November 17th.
And
it starts
if
at 10.
One of the people that dress like that every day, then you're in luck.
Yeah, man. I love dressing in the 80s. That's why I'm wearing all this wild 80s gear right now. I'm not. You're not. You
I mean,
can't see me.
Have they changed their logo since the 80s?
Yeah, well, they did, and then they went back. I'm just wearing an Alabama t-shirt.
And you've replaced the stars with, or the stripes with
fish. Yeah.
I feel like if you were an NFL player, people would hate you.
They probably would. December 1st. I thought this was cool. You know, there's a lot of lunch with Santa, lunch with you know, like a lot of Santa stuff. Breakfast with Santa, lunch with Santa, dinner with Santa. This is actually lunch with the Grinch. I thought it was going to be interesting. And it's going to be at Dave and Buster's December 1st from noon to 3. You'll be able to get, you know, like your power-up card for the games for unlimited gameplay, but there's also going to be like a custom food station with like mac and cheese and sliders and pizza bites and chicken bites and french fries and all that good stuff. So if you want to have some Christmas fun, but you don't want to do the traditional Santa stuff, you can do the Grinch stuff. And let's see, I got one more here. Oh, nope, that was it. What do you got?
I literally had nothing. No,
you didn't research anything, Sean.
Next week's Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Coming up next.
People are going to do sales.
In case you didn't know, Black Friday.
Yeah, so.
It usually starts around 6 o'clock.
But you know what's really strange? Is all these companies are doing Black Friday now, and I don't understand it. Best Buy is like, early Black Friday. I'm like, you're a week ahead of time.
I don't care. Here's the thing. I don't have a problem with Black Friday. I do miss the days where it was literally on Friday, you know, because it makes it really hard.
Why are you opening at 5 o'clock on Thanksgiving? That blows my mind. Like, okay, well, what is it we're going to call this? Purple Thursday?
Yeah. I feel like it makes it harder on the employees that want to spend some time with family. But on the flip side, I don't speak for everybody, so there may be some employees that want the extra hours or whatever. So I don't know. I think it'd be nice if we went back to just regular Black Friday, starting at Friday, at least, even if you do it early at 5 or 6 in the morning.
My dad joked like 10 years ago that they keep making it earlier and earlier as soon as it's going to happen on Thanksgiving Day. Sure enough, he was right.
Yeah, and now we have Cyber Monday, which is actually not bad because it doesn't really affect too many employees, at least not at the ground level.
Well, the problem though with these is a lot of the like TVs are made specifically for that, and they're just cheaply made.
They got a good deal at the TVs at Walmart, man. I saw the Black Friday deal.
Have you seen the review though of the Black Friday TVs? And they're literally just cheaply made for Black Friday, and they like are really bad.
I don't know. I bought one years ago on a Black Friday, and it ran fine. And you know that was years ago. I have no idea. I assume the company warranties it or something. But they're going to have a 65-inch smart 4K TV for $398. Walmart, and that to
you
me that's a good deal.
You want to know something stupid?
65 inches. That's
that
good.
TV behind you. It's like a 46, 47 inch TV.
Yeah, that's about right.
2004 maybe.
Mm-hmm. Probably right $700-$800.
It's a 720p, not even 1080p.
Yeah,
paid $800 for it.
Yeah,
but it still runs.
That's what I did. I bought a plasma. They don't do plasmas anymore.
I remember those. Yeah,
plasmas at the time had the deepest contrast, and I bought that in 2008. It was like $800 for a 50-inch. Now you can get insane TVs for cheap, man. Insane. So let's see. Tech news?
Samsung announced a foldable phone.
Yeah, we mentioned. I think you mentioned that it was about to come out last week or something.
I don't know what makes you want. There are times where I wish my phone was smaller and bigger, but I don't. I'll give it to Samsung. Samsung is really good about throwing stuff at the wall and seeing what sticks.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't have the edge-to-edge displays if they not made that Note Edge phone. We wouldn't have big phones if they didn't make the Note phone. So I'll give it to them. But the phone folds into a 7-inch screen down to like a 3.5-inch screen, but I don't know. I'm just not sure
if I understand the point. I mean, I get the obvious point, but I mean, is it really going to be beneficial? You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of times where, okay, so now that you said that out loud,
yeah.
I just thought about this. So I always joke around that I work for myself. I'm a business owner and I work all the time.
Right.
And last year we were at Disney World and in line at Space Mountain, a client said something was wrong on the website and I was on my phone fixing the website.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't the easiest thing to do because my phone, I've got the iPhone 10, and
right.
But if I had a phone that flipped out into a bigger screen, that may have been an easier task, actually. For me, as a work person, that
I guess I would have had to see it to understand the situation, but I can follow along.
Yeah, I mean, basically, you're on a mobile and you're trying to update a website.
Yeah.
It's a little more of a pain than having more room to actually see things.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, though.
I guess for the right person, it makes sense.
If they made a foldable phone that was actually not overly thick, it looked like it's 2 inches thick when you fold it shut. But
that's crazy. Because here's the thing. I used to have, before the iPhone 10 came out, and I have the 10S now, or some of you might know it as the XS, but it's the 10S. Before that, before the 10 came out, I had the, what would have been the newer one, the 8 Plus?
Yeah.
And I liked it. But I did not like the way it fit in my pocket. It was wide. Now, obviously, they're thin phones, but the width of it was a bit of an issue for me. I did not like that. And
see, that's the problem when I run into building websites or doing website stuff on my phone.
Yeah.
Is it's not wide enough. That's actually the problem I have. I don't like them going taller. So yeah. We literally have the exact opposite want and need in a phone.
On one hand, I like the width in my hand when I was using it. So I like that. But when I put it in my pocket and was walking around, it was too wide in my pocket. I didn't like it.
If they made them squared instead of rounded, it would be a little
better.
So
anyway, I switched to the 10 at the regular size and then now the 10S at the regular size.
But I was mad about it being taller, not wider, actually, when I got it, because that was one of the things I wanted to use it for.
If they can make it fold and keep it thin, we're good. I think the world will take it better. But
you know,
if they fold it and it's like an inch and a half
thick. I'd be fine if they make these phones a little thicker and put bigger batteries in them.
Yeah, I don't think the world would buy that there.
Look.
Well, let me rephrase that. I think the most casual user wouldn't want it to be
any
thicker.
Thinner than this?
That's as the size now is great.
The Galaxy Note has a 4,000 milliamp battery, and it's the same thickness as the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
So just, yeah.
Anyway. Weird news time.
Oh, boy.
Sponsored by, are we sponsored this week?
I don't know.
Let me look at my notes. No, we are not sponsored this week.
Sponsored by no sponsors. If you want to sponsor us, you can go to our website, Discover Myrtle Beach, or Discover Myrtle on Facebook and send us a message. And we'll talk about, unless we think, don't come at us with some kind of stupid stuff.
No, last week we were sponsored by Drew's Guitar Workshop, which I won't go through that whole thing again, but he's a definitely great, great guy, great guitar player.
Yeah, we will say this. We will never sponsor something that we don't like, believe in, or don't. But if people want to give us money to talk about their product and it's actually a good product, we will. I will say this.
Product or event isn't absolute crap, take money to talk about
it. I was on a YouTube channel the other day, and it's a growing YouTube channel. I've been watching this guy since he had like 2,000. Now he's got like 15,000 followers. Okay. And he did an ad at the beginning, and people were freaking out in the comments about like unsubscribing now that you're advertising and stuff, and it's like the guy's got to make money.
If you honestly think people make YouTube videos for the fun of it, now maybe in the beginning years ago, but now if you honestly think people make YouTube videos and the goal isn't to start making advertising money, you are not paying attention to anything.
Well, I do, but it's for tutorials and marketing.
Yeah, well, but you have it. You're getting money from a different route.
Yeah, it's still being
the
monetized.
End goal is always money. Yeah. You know.
But here's the thing: if your favorite tech YouTuber is okay, MKBHD is the best one at it. He gets sponsored by D-Brand Skins, and he puts these skins on the phones. And, they're actually a cool product, right. And they look cool. And he says, by the way, this phone looks cool if you put the skin on it. And they're like, oh, that is actually kind of cool looking.
And then, bam, advertise.
Yeah. And then I watched this guy's video, and he had another one in the middle. And I'm like, I could see somebody being mad about it. And then there's a couple of people that are, there's this guy named Linus Tech Tips, and his ads are hilarious. They're literally, like, I'll show you one, but it's like he puts them into his show in a way that actually you're kind of like laughing, and you're kind of wondering too, will they sponsor him again after that? But, it's like some people are really good at doing that. And I think that's good. So anyway.
Well, they're doing that in the middle of Facebook videos now, but they're really short.
Now look, Facebook,
they're like 5 second ads.
Facebook has a problem. I'll be in the middle of watching a video on Facebook, and all of a sudden, ads start. Oh, no, there's not a spot. It'll be like in the middle of a punchline of a joke, they'll play an ad. I'm like, come on.
You know, I think the creators get to choose. We haven't done this yet. I know we have creator status, but I think the creator can choose where the spot is.
Now.
Okay.
You could not before, and you weren't making money on it.
Yeah, now you are.
Yeah, it's different, but anyway.
So when you see an ad pop up in the middle of this video, you'll know that we're making obscene profit.
Yeah. Ad spot.
Right.
All
right,
fake news.
Fake news. No, it's real news. It's weird, though. You remember a while back we talked about the birds getting drunk?
Yes. Off the
Falling out of trees and stuff. Same thing again, except this time it's happening with raccoons. And it says police lock up angry raccoons drunk on crab apple hooch until they sober up. Apparently, some of the crab apples fermented and the raccoons got a hold of them and were wandering around angry and drunk. So they actually had to, they had to end up somehow getting these raccoons and quartering them. So that they wouldn't wreak havoc in a drunk manner.
I didn't know that those could get you drunk, though.
Any fruit that's fermented, anything that's fermented,
is going to smell bad. Have you seen the video?
They're raccoons. They tend to dig in
trash. Animals that are under that tree in Africa, and they're all just wasted off this fruit.
I think I'm
like the
that.
Monkeys are falling over.
That's
and
what
stuff.
These raccoons were doing.
Oh
probably.
My goodness, it is kind of hilarious.
This guy is. I don't even know what to think about this guy. 69-year-old Dutch man attempts to legally lower his age to 49.
How do you attempt to do this?
Here's the thing.
You go in and offer money to the people at DMV?
I'm reading
if
the
you
story.
You just change that number.
It says a 69. It all comes down
reaching
to,
over the counter, hitting the down arrow.
It all comes down to dating. I'll tell you. It says a 69-year-old man in the Netherlands wants to prove it's legally possible to be as old as you feel. He filed a lawsuit against the Dutch government requesting that his date of birth be switched from March 11th, 49 to March 11th of 69.
But it's your date of birth.
I know that. And here's his angle. He says, and we don't get into politics. I'm just going to read what he says. He says, we live in a time when you can change your name and you can change your gender. Why can't I change my own age?
I mean, he's got a point.
Basically, when you read the story, it comes down to he feels limited at 69. He says, when I'm 69, I'm limited. If I'm 49, I can buy a house, drive a different car. And so it's, apparently at 69, that's a problem. But apparently Tinder was an issue. There's a picture of him on the screen for those of you watching. He doesn't like your typical older man. He does probably look young for 69. But the problem is he's saying that when he's on Tinder, the girls are seeing his age and not even paying attention to him and just skipping it directly because he's 69 and not 49. He's feeling like he could actually pull off 49. It all comes down to date. He can say what he wants. It comes down to the
Tinder.
I don't
know if it's because I'm older now, but I feel like older people don't seem as old now.
No, I mean, he says, I feel much younger than my age.
I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings on this podcast. I'm going to stop right there. But like, yeah. I look at people now that, okay, so when I was a teenager and I knew someone in their 30s, I'm like, wow, they're old.
So
now I look at someone in their, you know, higher than 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever, and I don't think of them as old. So I guess maybe as you get older, you're like, oh, it's not as big a deal. I guess before you hit 30, everyone else is old, and then you hit 30, and you're like, oh, now I'm old. So we're not calling anybody old.
He's a little bit arrogant for my taste. He says, I feel much younger than my age. I am a young god.
Okay,
I can
wow.
have. He says, I can have all the girls I want, but not after I tell them I'm 69. I feel young. I'm in great shape, and I want this to be legally recognized because I feel abused, aggrieved, and discriminated against because of my age. The judge acknowledged his argument, noting that the law does, in fact, allow people to change their gender. However, he also noted that allowing people to change their birth date would mean legally deleting part of their life. So, oh,
yeah.
No.
So then you lose your school.
Yeah, I mean, you think about that. Like, if somebody wants to do a background check, and they're like, you got arrested, you know, and you're like, no, you didn't.
You were arrested when you were three. What happened?
Yeah. It says a written ruling is expected within 4 weeks.
I'm just waiting for someone to say that they want to legally become a tree.
Well, you've seen those weird episodes where people, like, love their car and stuff and, like, kiss their car. And I don't mean, like, a guy likes his car and he kisses his car.
I just have this
they
question.
They want to marry their
leave
car
this,
and stuff.
Leave the answer in the comments below. If you've made it this far, you can leave a comment.
Yes.
Are there more weird people in the world now? Or is it because of the internet we just know about them?
All right. I think it's probably because of the internet we know more about them and TV shows that point out. But then I think it's a combination. As society, we're becoming more and more accepting of different people, which is good. But I think when you combine,
to an extent.
I think when you combine that the society is becoming more accepting, which is a good thing. But then you combine it with the craziness of the internet, then you get to really see, you know, some of the really odd places that we don't normally get to see in life.
This is how I'm gonna become famous. I'm gonna try to legally become a tree.
Do it.
I'm going to.
We'll document it on Discovery Myrtle
Beach. I
will get
so famous. And then people are be like, this guy's really trying to become a tree. He owns Discover Myrtle Beach.
There's probably
all
somebody,
kinds of sponsors
there's probably
then.
Somebody who's done that. All right, final one. Best for last. Florida man breaks into a restaurant, strips naked, eats noodles, and plays bongos.
There's mushrooms is one hell of a drug.
He looks like an older gentleman. There's a picture of him. I mean, you can't see his, you know, you can't see his privates or anything like that. But according to Tampa Bay Police, or Tampa Bay Times, rather, police officer was investigating a break-in at the restaurant, blah, 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 blah. Video shows a different man riding his bike up to the restaurant, parking for 10 minutes, and then slipping through the back gate. He opens the door to a shed after wandering around for a bit and removes a set of bongos. The man gains access to the restaurant bathroom and exits naked.
He could not have been sober.
I don't know. He sits at one of the restaurant's picnic tables and digs into a bowl of instant ramen noodles.
You know what?
He broke into the restaurant and he didn't eat their food. He ate the ramen noodles that he brought for a quarter at Walmart.
Suddenly becoming a tree is not so crazy sounding.
The video also shows him playing bongos still naked. Apparently there was another burglar, but it says the burglar from the first video who ate chicken wings and had a beer at the restaurant stole an estimated $500 worth of stuff, including cash tips, a laptop, tablet, grocery bag filled with beer. But this guy ate ramen noodles.
I have no comment.
He just needed a place to sit naked and eat ramen noodles.
And play mongos.
So he's not much different than a bachelor.
How do you sit at your house and decide that that's what you're going to do tonight? All right, tonight I'm going to break in this place. I'm going to bring my ramen noodles. I'm going to play my bongos naked.
Nothing says freedom like eating ramen noodles naked and playing bongos. And so I'm going to break into the restaurant. That's what happened.
So you can find us everywhere at Discover Myrtle.
Yes.
Instagram, Discover Myrtle Beach, discovermyrtle.com/events if you would like to add your event.
I would like to add one more thing. We received some messages, you probably saw it too, some people asking how they could get their events to us. If you want to get us your event, the easiest method would be just to message it, you know, create the event on Facebook and then message it to us. And if it's something that we feel is okay to announce to the crowd, we'll share it with everybody. And in some cases, you guys want us to come out. And if you want to do that, please let us know a little bit ahead so we can schedule it.
Yeah, not the same thing.
Because there's a couple places that asked us to come out. We still haven't got out there yet. So let us know a little bit ahead of time and we'll be glad to come out. Yeah, that's all I got, man.
All right. Well, we will be back next week. What day is Thanksgiving? Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
We won't be eating ramen noodles.
No.
Hopefully not naked anyway.
Turkey for days.
The family wouldn't be okay with that shot.
Yeah, well, we're still doing it. We're not going out of town, right?
No, I'll be in town.
We're doing a show next week then.
Unless something happens, we'll be here.
All right. Equestrian.